Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome to Sons of a Gun, a podcast about the DC Universe. I'm Alex Gunn.
I'm Justin Gunn, a gun.
We are both guns, and we have a celebrity father who is also a big old gun. We're not going to tell you who he is, but if you got tips, stories you want us to cover, you can email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. Let's kick it off with James Gunn's guessing game. It's the, you love this. You all know this section of the show that we do every single time. Now, on Threads, somebody asked James Gunn about three rumors, and he said, at least one of these things is not true. Have fun guessing. So let's do it right now. Let's do James Gunn's guessing game. I'm going to give you three rumors. You tell me which you think is true. And he says, at least one of these things is not true, which means all three of them could not be true.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, this is quite a guessing game.
All right. So here's the first one. Darren Aronofsky is in talks to direct Plastic Man for the DCU. Routhier, this is number two, Routhier will have an open casting and they will look for actresses between 15 through 18 in Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow. And here's the third one. A Teen Titans film is in early development for the DCU.
Great. This is great choices of rumors to decide if they're real or not. I will say, my pick for not real, not happening, is Darren Aronofsky to direct Plastic Man. Why would you pick the most self-serious director to take on one of the goofiest fun concepts in the DC?
Yeah. I was watching Requiem for a Dream the other day, and you know who would be great for Plastic Man?
Yeah, this goof.
Yeah, I don't see that happening in a million years. Like, he's circled superhero stuff before. I think he was up for Batman maybe something else that I'm forgetting about, but like, that's not going to happen.
I would like to see him direct a superhero movie. I like the way that, especially some of his newer stuff is a little like, whoa, but his earlier movies, Requiem for a Dream, is so good. Dark takes, but...
Yeah, I'd love to see Plastic Man shooting up until he dies. That would be fun.
Yeah.
Second one seems yes to me.
Definitely yes.
We'll have an open casting, and they will look for actresses between 15 through 18 in Supergirl Woman Tomorrow. That's how casting works, sure.
Yep, definitely. Yep. Agree.
And let's talk about the third one, Teen Titans film in early development for the DCU. This is something that I mentioned at the end of last week's podcast. Because I just think it would be so exciting to finally see a live action Titans on screen.
That's because you forgot about the long running TV series of Teen Titans. Truly a hole in your brain.
Yes, but at the same time, if there was, if there was a second rumor on here that was true, I don't see a reason where in some stage of development, they're like, I don't know, let's explore what a Teen Titans movie might be like. That's got to be on the idea board somewhere, right?
Definitely. And let me say, you know what it takes to put something into early development, quote unquote, is literally being like, hey, should we do a Teen Titans movie? Boom, early development. So yes to that as well.
So there you go. Two confirmed rumors from James Gunn's guessing game. I really hope he makes this a regular feature, honestly, because very fun. Let's move to a much more serious one. Bassam Youssef is an actor who was rumored to be let go from Superman Legacy for criticizing Israel. He said as much in an interview with Piers Morgan. always reliable as a source. The quote was, I was cast in the movie Superman, and then they told me we changed the script. Oh, after this Piers Morgan interview, excuse me. I want to assume good faith. I want to know. I want to believe this is true. I was a little bit bitter, and I wanted to go. I was like, oh, screw DC, screw Warner Brothers. But then I understood. I understand the emotional burden that these people have. I mean, those people have a connection with Israel. Dicey, uncomfortable sounding quote. He was rumored to be playing the leader of a Middle Eastern country, which we can also dig into a little bit if we want to. But later on, James Gunn on Threads once again said, when somebody was like, sounds like it's one word against another, he said, there isn't one word against another. Basim and I talked, we're good. I understand how he thought things might be, which he was clear about in his interview. And I told him the whole story. So it sounds like now they actually just cut the part for the movie. And it had nothing to do with his statements on Israel or anything like that, that I believe went viral after the Piers Morgan interview. Anything more you want to say about this one, Justin?
I mean, that sounds right. I feel like, you know, James Gunn has had been in controversies before, so I think he knows that space and knows how to now handle them pretty well. And like the phrase that sticks out to me that I'm like, this is good, is Basim and I talked and we're good.
Yeah.
So like, that's great. If that's all good, then I feel like this all tracks for me.
Yes. I don't love the idea that they were going to dabble in Middle Eastern politics potentially in this movie. Agreed. Something that we've talked about before. The rumor was that Superman gets involved in some way in I don't know. I'm just getting like bristling and uncomfortable even thinking about it.
Well, just from a superhero story point of view, whenever the comics, Superman does this a lot, because the constant nagging thing of like, well, you're Superman, how come you don't solve all the world's problems? You could. Anytime they poke that, nothing is really rung true as his answer. So like, I think avoiding that altogether, if you don't highlight it, well, I'm not sitting there thinking like, hey, Superman, what's the deal with the Great Coral Reef? Shouldn't you be fixing that? It's just like, let him just
now
do
there's
what he's
a movie.
Doing.
I agree with you on that. I don't think they need to go there. Maybe they are. But then the other problem is like, if you go there, you got to heighten it at some way point. You can't have 2 hours of him sitting in Middle East peace talks and being like, well, we're in a real quagmire here. You know, it needs to be like, and it's Brainiac behind the whole thing.
Exactly.
Which also is weird, because then that trivializes everything that's happening in the region and has been happening for decades. I don't know. I hope they don't go that way. That would be a real bummer.
Yes. Agree. Hard agree.
Let's move on to something else. Todd Phillips released a Valentine's Day tease for Joker Folie à Deux with new pictures of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga in costume. Looks correct.
Again, Valentine's Day, the number one comic book movie talking point between this, Madam Web, everything.
It's Fantastic coming. Forecasting came out that day as well.
Yes.
Huge day. And in fact, I believe we talked about this on our Marvel podcast, but the next couple of Valentine's Days are all earmarked for Marvel releases. So
great.
Valentine's Day is for lovers of superheroes. Is what I always say.
Fall in love with Marvel, please. Again, remember, we used to be so close. We thought we were going to be together forever.
No, man, I'm with DC now. Speaking of which, let's move on to another thing that's like kind of news, kind of not news. So in the most recent issue of Production Weekly, which is a reputable source, mind you, this is where people who are in production go to look for currently in productions for jobs. I ran out of words there. So they go through listings and cycle through as people submit things to it. And I was surprised to see that popped up at the latest issue as listed as in development were 3 Max series from DC Studios: Waller, Lanterns, and Booster Gold. Now, the thing that's was surprising to me about it is not that they are in development, because we know that, but that they popped up again. Since you are in production, I don't know how heavily you use Production Weekly. Does that mean anything that they're in the most recent issue, or is it just, have they moved forward in any aspect?
I would guess, this is more hypothesizing. I would guess, yes, they've shifted forward if they're entering a publication like this, it's because there are more jobs or different jobs. And if you're just writing scripts, you don't need production jobs. You hire writers and creatives wouldn't be hired through a place like this. It's when you need to start getting into like some production design and some and other of the more the different departments that deal with the actual physical production. So yeah, I would bet these are moving forward to, I mean, you, line producer, budget, all that. So it is even like they're getting close to actually turning the cameras on, but they may be just moving in that direction.
And they all make sense. I mean, we've talked about these before, but Waller is the no-brainer because you got Viola Davis. We know Peacemaker is completely written, so I could see them rolling directly from Peacemaker potentially into a Waller series so that those could be spun out one after the other. Lanterns, which is the Green Lantern series featuring Hal Jordan and Jon Stewart as buddy cops investigating mystery. We know that is key to the story of what they're telling in Chapter One, Gods and Monsters. So having that at a place where that can come out, not directly after, but right after Superman Legacy makes a lot of sense. And Booster Gold, I don't know, but seems like that gives it a different tone. Then you got a comedy in the mix as well.
Well, I think these all make sense, like what you're saying. If they're going from Peacemaker and following into a Waller, which is probably a little bit more dramatic, it's a nice shift using characters where maybe we see a little bit of Peacemaker and then like there's something there. Lanterns feels like their big prestige play coming off Superman Legacy to have a TV show to go to that is in the vein of True Detective feels what they're going for there. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Psyched for that. Probably hard-nosed, dramatic, a little darker than superhero fare we're used to. And then you come back on Booster Gold, which may be the sort of spiritual successor to Peacemaker, mm-hmm. a more lighthearted, goofier version of Peacemaker. All of that fit creatively, which, as we know, is Daddy's big play. It's really nailing the creative.
That's what they really should have called this, is Daddy's big play.
Daddy's big play. That's what I call it.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the opposite end of the spectrum, something that was canceled. Superman and Lois was canceled because of Superman Legacy. I think this is something that we intellectually would know, but was said out loud by Bradley Schwartz, the head of the CW, at a recent TCA panel. He said they don't want a competing Superman product in the marketplace. And to be clear, he was talking about Warner Brothers Discovery, not James Gunn and Peter Safran or anything like that. Yeah. They don't necessarily make calls like that, but Warner Brothers wanted them to wrap up Superman and Lois in time. It's a bummer for fans of the show, but makes sense to me.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, they would never have multiple Batman, Ben, or Jokers in the same mm-hmm. marketplace. That would be insane. So there's
well,
no
why
way
do you think
do
that's
this.
Different? Why do you think it's different to have multiple Superman versus they're moving ahead with both the Batman Part 2 and also with Batman and Robin, Brave of the Bold, excuse me.
Yeah, I think because these are big projects with big takes where those pieces they're sort of set, they're matched, I guess I should say, in the same sort of level of hype, budget, all of that. So it's like, yeah, so I think the market can handle that. To have Superman Legacy, number one project on the slate, and then Superman Lois, something that I think everyone is like, oh, that's a more like a, that's a classic CW show. Quality isn't as high. It's much more like old school TV. I feel like they're like, we have to sort of let the mm-hmm. the smaller version of this character go because we're moving in a larger direction. And they don't want to have like, I watched Superman, that show where it's pretty good, but sort of janky sometimes. And Superman Legacy, which is like the most prestige thing they're doing.
Yeah, I think that's a good take. The other things that I throw out there, I'm sure they were burned by finishing up nine seasons of The Flash and immediately going to the Flash movie and the Flash movie tanking, at least in part because people generally like The Flash show and Grant Gustin. And they're like, I don't need to see this movie. I just watched it for 9 years at this point. Yeah. So that was part of it. The other thing is Batman makes money and Superman doesn't. So the Batman they can have, the better. There was a lot of stuff online off of this where people are speculating, oh, then they're probably going to cancel the Batman Part 2. I don't know why this is a perennial thing. Not going to happen. They're 100% going to put out the Batman Part 2, wait a year, put out Brave of the Bold. They'll space them out so that they get Batman movies every year. Again, the only thing that perennially has made money for DC and Warner Brothers at any point in their history.
And I think about all the Batman movies. They're so different, and they're not batting an eyelash where it's like, yeah, this one has nipples. Like, they're willing to take some risks because those risks keep paying off with those characters. And here they're like, it's not even worth the risk. A show that they probably wanted to cancel before, then mm-hmm. there was a huge fan outcry. And so, like, they kept it going for another truncated season. So it makes total sense.
Totally. Last but not least, the production has wrapped on The Penguin. They're done with the first season of that. So presumably it should be done and on Max at some point this year, just based on that production schedule. But there's rumors. Somebody put up an Instagram post being like, look who's on set, Robert Pattinson. So very rumory, could have been a picture from absolutely anywhere, could have been deep faked or photoshopped or anything. There's no sourcing on it, but that makes sense to me, right? Have Batman show up in like the last episode of the Penguin series and kind of go from there. Nothing big, just maybe loom it in the background and be like, I'm coming for you, Penguin. And then yeah, move on, right?
Yeah, I'm from a movie. It's like long TV. Watch out. Yeah, I think they'll, that makes a lot of sense to have this happen. You think it's going to be like young Indiana Jones style where he'll be like, Penguin? Yes, I remember Penguin. And then it cuts to...
As long as they get to the saxophone episode, I think we'll be all good.
Penguin.
Very cool. Very excited for that show. And once again, if you got tips or stories you want us to cover, you can email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. Also, we do a live show every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. to Facebook and YouTube. Come hang out. We would love to chat with you about DC stuff. Apple, Spotify, Android, or the app of your choice to subscribe, listen, and follow the show. At Comic Book Live on Twitter/X, Comic Book Club Live on TikTok and Instagram, comicbookclublive.com for this podcast and many more. Until next time, Dad, keep them guessing games coming. They're fun.
Yeah. I want the next game show is Oops, Too Many Batman? ?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.